51 minutes past the hour. We're talking about the Dunn case in Florida, which has everybody up in arms. Basically, it's not a first-degree murder. To me, I felt, and it has nothing to really do for race for me, for because I'm sure that's what a lot of y'all going to say. This man said he felt he was threatened, and he unloaded in a car with occupants over music. And the same situation happened with a black man who unloaded in a car of teenagers who egged his car. He should be up on first-degree murder also.
Well, it's more the Florida laws which allow. See, another problem with the prosecution is because instead of asking him questions with yes or no, they let him explain.
And it made himself. Him elaborate.
Right. And then what happens is with the law, it's your mind state. So he made it seem like he was in fear for his life.
He was coached. He was clearly coached and ready to go.
And the calls, I'm sorry, I was just going to say the calls, they knew they were being recorded. When they were calling from jail, like when he called his fiance, called his dad, they knew they were being recorded, so he didn't say anything crazy.
But what about the jailhouse letters?
He did. He did say something crazy.
What did he say?
He said that, you know, I'm in here with a lot of animals, like black people.
But he didn't say black people.
Yeah, he did say black people. He was like, if they took a note from me and killed some more of them, then they would learn a lesson and calm down.
But did he say black people?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
Good morning. Hello. Tracy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's a racial issue. I mean, when he said it was thug music and he thought that they were scary looking and they had to have a record. I mean, this man pretty much just determined that he was going to do away with whomever he could control. And that's why he unloaded 10 rounds instead of just firing off a warning shot or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It was really ridiculous. And I don't know. It's just that this... They didn't even do the stand your ground law.
No, straight self-defense.
Goodness. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. I mean, we're living in 2014, but we still got a lot of work to do. At the end of the day, it's a modern-day lynching. I mean,
it's almost like the 1930s. It was like the 1930s. Like, crazy. Yeah, it was.
I mean, I'm counseling my trip to Walt Disney World. I don't got time for that, man. I can't play my music now. Are you serious?
I just think it's open market on... You know, just taking advantage of this law.
This law, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, how are you threatening? You're in your car and they're in a vehicle.
Right. Drive away.
Leave.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to make a comment.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, man, this ain't nothing but a classic example of, you know, the laws that have been imposed by this government, you know, dealing with the States' Rights Act all the way down to the fugitive slave laws. You know, I mean, this is just a prime example, and I'm located in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm asking the people to really stand up, open their eyes, know their history, get involved with this legislation. You know, more Mondays is still going on. You know, I represent the sector of the one unit. It's one nation unified with one idea, you know, and the idea is to educate the youth.
And I think that's important because that's the only way that we can get ahead of this. Because you got to know that there's some people out there not stable.
Exactly.
You know, just like the guy that was, you know, didn't turn off his phone in the theater. You know, did he went to go see a movie that day, didn't know he's going to lose his life.
Had no idea he needed
his
gun.
There's some nuts out there, man. And you know what? You don't have to do much to provoke people. Nope. Especially the guy. And you can carry a concealed weapon in Florida?
Yep.
A lot of places.
A lot of southern states.
And then the prosecution dropped the ball again where they had one of his neighbors who came out on a little video and said that he was abusive to his girlfriend. He wanted to kill people. I mean, with a lot of racial overtones. It was on video, but they never hammered that home either.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. Your comment, please.
Okay. Well, they didn't really have to do a stand your ground law because with them putting him up for first-degree murder, they already knew that there wasn't a first-degree murder trial in the first place. They would have had to prove that he premeditated what he was going to do, and it was just no way possible for them to prove it. So Florida knew exactly what they were doing, and it's ridiculous that they're doing this.
Well, not true, because premeditation can be determined in a second.
Yes,
and he did.
The minute he pulled his gun, he had made the determination that he was going to kill somebody to me.
And he went and emptied.
Right.
He emptied the gun.
What happened was he shot into the car. They backed up, started driving away. He shot again. Mm-hmm. The second time is definitely premeditation. They just didn't do a good job.
Again.
But they're going to retry that.
Yes. The first, well, they said they're going to get together with the parents and see what they want to do.